Hey, I'm Alan.
I'm Brandon.
I'm Loida.
I'm Neil.
I'm Tyler.
I'm Savannah.
Welcome back to the podcast. If you listen to our pilot, I'm excited for this episode because now we have an actual topic to talk about. So, in this episode, we're going to talk about life in high school and our experiences.
High school stories, high school drama, all the tea.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and now Tyler's here. So, Tyler, if you want to introduce yourself.
I'm Tyler.
He's a little shy.
Yeah, he's a little bit of a shy.
I'm Tyler. I'm tall.
Okay, so to start off, we're now only entering sophomore year in August, so I'd say we're pretty new to the whole high school thing, but so far we've had some experiences, right? Our school is, like, pretty eventful, and, you know, we've been a part of it. So, let's start with some teacher experiences. Who wants to start?
Me.
Okay.
So, this is what really, really just made me realize I have an insane teacher, and I wasn't going to learn anything.
Which time?
This is the first time I realized that. It was in my biology class. It was pretty early in the year, I guess. Her name was Miss Smith. She taught biology. I'm not going to say her actual name.
Well, just say, I'm not going to say her name.
Anyways, so, Miss Smith, we were having, like, I don't know, it was an experiment or something. We rarely ever did labs there, and when they were pretty horrible.
Are you sure that was the only one we ever did?
Yeah, and it was a lab, and it had to do with, like, waters or something. And so, she walked over to her cabinet, right behind me. And she had two cupfuls of water in each of her hands. One cupful in one hand and another one in the other. So she's at the cabinet and she's about to announce something. With the cupful of water, she moves her hand in an upward motion and goes, "All right, guys!" She doesn't complete her sentence. Because she looks down to the water. She's going, and says, "I am a psychopath." Continuously calls herself a psychopath instead of cleaning it. You know, she's staring at it, breathing in and out, calling herself a psychopath. And, you know, we're all just looking at her like, she's
like, yeah, you are a psychopath.
Savannah, did she ever walk, like, on the tables when she was with
me? No, she just, like, laid on them.
She doesn't have a bed.
She'd literally climb on the tables and just put her head down on them.
She was waiting for someone to give her a massage.
She would trip over things.
She would skip around class.
But also would skip at the same time because she never came.
She was really depressed. Pretty sure.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of stories of, you know, Miss Smith. What's another teacher you talk about, Miss?
Miss Jessler.
Miss Jessie.
Debbie Ryan coming out to play.
Miss Jessie. Ooh! You guys remember the whole computer incident? Who wants to say that?
What computer incident?
Oh, Hangouts.
Okay, so.
Oh, Ms. God. Alan. I don't want to talk about this.
Yeah, I'll talk about it since I was the one who caused it.
I want to say Miss Jessie.
Jessie.
Just so happened to be pregnant. And
but the thing is, she didn't want to tell anyone.
It was fairly obvious that she was pregnant, but, you know, she's pregnant.
Yeah, I actually don't know why she never admitted it.
She admitted it, like, literally.
She admitted
two days before she it popped out of her.
Oh, guess what, guys? I'm pregnant. I know. Surprise.
Yeah, surprise.
Come to my baby shower.
Okay, anyway, Savannah. Tell you the story about Miss Jessie.
Jessie J. So, at our school, we have laptops. Like, I'm pretty sure most schools now have laptops. But So, if you have a laptop, you know that there's Google Hangouts on it, and that's, like,
what... Yeah, that's, like, what all the kids use.
They have been trending teens, so, such as ourselves.
So,
we kind of had an obsession with it.
Yeah, wait, let's write some context. Okay, since now that we have computers, we use Google Hangouts, which is, like a chat room type of thing. We can use it on school grounds.
Yeah. Not really.
And, but us, we were kind of...
Well, I mean, it's not allowed, but we use it anyway.
We use it too much, I would say. But, so, I was on it one day during fifth period. We were texting in my classroom. They were making jokes about Miss Jesse J being pregnant.
I don't think I'm going to put this in.
Put it in.
Yes.
I love this.
So, I, being myself, started cackling. And I told our Hangout chat that they were calling her fat and pregnant.
Which you wouldn't admit.
To her face. And all I remember was Lloyd or Tyler said she didn't look normal.
I remember that one iconic line, but you can.
And are we just gonna go ahead and get to the next scene?
No,
or?
Alan said.
Which I find is a really lovely look on her.
And it was extra funny because, silly me, I left it open on my computer.
Oh, and guess what? Teachers have a program where they can see everything on every student's computer.
So she decided, hey, let's check what Savannah's texting about on Google Hangouts. So, yeah.
And then all the text messages just leaked on her.
Ew, that's not the... Sorry, I'll keep it PG.
I wouldn't say we were bullying her.
But that's exactly
what it was. A little bit of harassment.
But she decided to read through all of it and... call me out. Not me out. She just said that I will report you guys.
Oh. To the Christian
I
police.
I have screenshots of this, and I hope you guys know that I don't like this. And just know I have screenshots. So, you know.
So, anyway, by the end of class, I was like, you know, I was feeling really bad for what I said.
As you
I
should.
I came up with a wonderful idea of writing her.
Yeah, so fast forward to the next day, we gave her a letter that we apologized and stuff, and she didn't take any action.
The thing is, I did nothing. I just had it.
No, you just sparked, you know, my inspiration, especially. So we have a teacher.
One time she was.
Basically, this teacher looks like a horse.
Okay, wait, first of all.
I think
first
she looks
of
like
all.
A dog.
I think
oh,
she looks
sorry.
Like a dog.
A dog-horse hybrid, if we're being quite honest.
Yeah, I feel like we just have,
it's
you know, a school full of animals.
She's mad.
Honestly,
mad she looks like a bulldog.
Honestly, she has nothing against me from what
no,
I knew. But
sorry.
She apparently had something very against Alan and his
she
slurping noises.
She hated me. Oh my god.
Alan had this tendency to slurp every now and then.
Okay, hold on.
And she hated it. Can you stop slurping?
I
know it's you,
it
Alan.
Too. I
hated
it too.
Yeah, at this point, when I like started it like half a second into the slurp, she would just immediately give me a death stare.
I don't get why he did a bunch of random noises because they were.
Yeah, I'm that type. I'm that type of gal.
There were mating calls.
This teacher actually loved me. So
wait, what are we gonna call her? Miss Horse?
Miss Horse.
Miss Bulldog, what are you talking about?
Miss Roddy. Miss Rottweiler. That's a Rottweiler.
Yeah. I remember the one time she tried to fight me when I wasn't even on my phone. She's like, I swear it looks like you're on your phone over there.
Oh my god. I wanna talk about Miss Horse, which is the teacher we've been talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So, a classmate, I'm not going to say who, I'm not going to say,
room.
I'm not going to say names, it was just a classmate, and so he hadn't gone to school the day before, or he wasn't in that class, because he usually doesn't, like, not go to school, like, for a whole day, he probably just wasn't in that class, and so he asked Miss Horse, what did we do yesterday, and she answered her side, and, like, kind of start shimmying side to side.
She started shimmying?
Shimmying. Like, and then she goes, brain pop.
We're using Miss Horace, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I thought it was Miss Rottweiler.
No, we're using Miss Horace. All right, so... after, you know, continuous slurping.
Oh, her oven exploded. Her oven exploded.
Oh, yeah, she just, in the middle of class, she just like, oh, yeah, I was cooking, and then my oven literally exploded.
I
ran out of my house.
Her...
I can't imagine her exploding.
After these slurping noises, the second quarter, she decides to move me across the classroom when nobody else has gotten that big of a drastic seat change.
That will really stop your
sleeping. Oh, I did.
She's like, oh, wait till I get him with this seat change.
He won't ever slurp again.
That will end him. But turns out I just made new friends and continued slurping, so.
Oh, Miss Horace also had this fantasy with us filling her taxes out for her for some reason. Also applying to Walmart.
All right, guys, but so today's assignment, you're doing my job application.
You're signing me up for Walmart.
Okay, today we're writing my letter to on why I'm quitting.
Oh. Oh my god, we should talk about the school social media policy.
Wait. Okay, I want to say that.
Okay, so, okay, so it was after fifth period, and you know, we get our class, and we're all in the same pod, which is, like, a group of classes all together in a room.
I usually take the long.
And they have really big windows.
Yep. Okay.
I don't think that's really
good. That you can see through.
Yeah. It does make sense. So, yeah, there's really big windows that you can see into the classes. So, we left the class early, and Savannah's still in her class.
Because I like to get my full education.
Yeah, and me and Tyler are in the same class, so we got out at the same time. So... next to Savannah's class is this other classroom. So this teacher comes out. I take on my phone. Like, I don't notice anything. I think it's normal. Video. Or, yeah, you. No, it was it you, was, right?
I take out my phone. I was trying to get a video of that. Of Savannah.
Keep in mind, there's these big glass windows, and this teacher is literally about 3 inches.
And so, but we, like...
She proceeds.
No one's ever told us this
Yeah,
before,
no
know?
One. So Loida pulls out her phone.
Okay, so I'm about to take the video of her that I never ever got, and the teacher goes, "Do you know the school social media policy?"
And she,
I burst out laughing.
And I'm like, and I look at her and be like, "No," and she's like, "Well, you can't take videos of other students."
And she's like willing to like print out the entire policy.
No, she said, "Is that your friend?" At first. And then she proceeds
Wait,
to
is
say,
that your, is that your friend?
I don't know why she thought we'd be videoing
What is a
some
friend?
Person.
Do you know the school social media policy?
I don't understand child friendship.
Keep in mind, she has, like, the most disgusted face on, like, she's never seen anybody take a video.
She obviously doesn't have friends or a phone.
Ew. Is that a friend? And a phone? Yeah.
Honestly, yeah. She's gonna recite the entire policy.
Me too.
Section 7 of page 49 says no Snapchat.
The students must know the school social media policy.
They must spend 3 weeks reading the entire booklet.
Oh yeah, also like nobody reads like the code of conduct or anything. So that's fine.
Can I just say, we had a teacher that was a drug dealer?
Oh!
Well, yeah,
because
we find out.
Okay, let me just what say this. I was in his class, and I...
Me too.
I didn't expect much from him. If a teacher was going to be a drug dealer, it would have been him. Because he was constantly talking about how broke he was. And how he can't support himself.
In my class period,
for a good thing.
Yeah, so they were in 8th grade. This is in middle school. They're in 8th grade
But we found
class.
Out this year.
He was a history teacher, right?
Yeah.
Replacement is the word I use.
And so, yeah, fast forward to this year. We see on the news this teacher's name has been caught with drugs in his trunk.
Yeah. I mean, he gave off that vibe. He would always talk about how much alcohol he drank.
I mean, yeah. He got to do what he got to do.
I mean, in my opinion, he used the money for a good thing. Yeah, he was trying to pay off student loans, but, like, also, invest in, like, a stock. Invest in a stock. What? That'll give you good money. That takes, like, 50 years to gain money, right?
Look, I know you want to sell drugs, but just please invest in a stock.
Also,
it'll change your life, I promise.
Why didn't he sell Avon? Go door to door selling Avon.
That one tweet where the guy's like, I'd rather break up with my girlfriend and told her I'm cheating than admit to her that I'm selling Avon.
I always used to want the. Whenever my mom got Avon catalogs, I always wanted the lip glosses and chapsticks.
Ew. Sorry, we know what we're getting with for her birthday. Thanks.
Okay, are we done with teacher stories?
No, well, we haven't talked about
Miss Gold.
Miss Jewish.
Miss Jewish. Okay, so how do I start? I don't know.
Hates Savannah.
Yeah.
And despises our friendship. So would yeah. never sit as like she made me sit next to the bathroom the entire year, as if I wanted to smell her using the bathroom.
She literally had me sitting next to her. Apparently she thinks I'm gonna like bring to someone. She thinks you're gonna run off to Tyler. Talk to him.
She said it to me the other, oh, if you guys are friends, I'm not sitting you next to each other.
Yeah. And then yeah. whenever we'd work together, she'd like, let me guess. Oh, Tyler? not surprised.
As if friends aren't supposed to work together.
Exactly.
Miss Jewish didn't know what friends were, just like Miss Social Media Policy.
This is Miss DIT.
Okay, so Miss DIT.
I wanted to tell the story of her someone stealing her candy, or no, her money.
So this teacher sells candy, like, openly to her classes, right?
Special children.
Special ed kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so one day, this girl comes in the middle of the class.
I know who she is.
She's not supposed to sell. She walks in, she's like, oh, can I buy some chips or something?
It was for the teacher she came from.
Yeah. Miss Dieti walks away from her desk that has the money and stuff like that. The girl who's buying chips for her teacher proceeds to open her drawer, take her money, and act like,
whoa, it was what's her this?
Money. Literally everyone in the class saw.
And she's like, no, I didn't do it. She's like,
what are you talking about?
Miss Dieti picks up the phone, she's like, I'm calling the dean.
After the loud desk opens.
I learned.
I swear I didn't.
This is my money.
I would never steal.
The girl literally has a panic attack, tries to put the money back.
Yeah, in a chair, literally crying. She's like, you know, I wouldn't do
it. It was my 20. It was my 20. I promise.
One thing about high school that I just want to say is that it's way different than when my parents were in high school. Like, I feel like the stress level is up so much, and that's why I never agree with telling them to calm down with all the work I have, but it's, like, changed since they've been in high school, you know what I mean? So, if you're entering high school now, know that there's a lot of work, and it's a lot more than middle school. Because that's what I felt like was a really big difference.
The work is doable. Like, yeah, you'll survive. It's just, you know,
yeah, it's
we're lazy.
Yeah,
just you need to get in a habit of not procrastinating.
Procrastinating is like my biggest enemy.
That's all of our enemies. I haven't learned.
But like, I
speak for yourself.
And I'm still passing all my classes. So.
Oh, and teachers, they're sometimes useless. Well, most of the time, you have to force them. You have to force them to do stuff, like to the point where you have to like email them, harass them.
Yeah, you have to work for your grades.
Yell at them. Just your teachers. I'm not going to be there for you all the time. Yes, you'll get a few that, you know, are cool with you. They'll do whatever for you. But, you know, you get...
Neil, are you, like, okay?
Do I need to call someone for you?
No.
Sounds like you might need help.
Okay, I'm not depressed. I literally don't do anything in school.
That type of help.
Thing is, no one said depressed. I think you're just admitting to being depressed.
I'm not.
That's what they all say.
You'll find friends. That's... You're gonna find friends no matter what, unless you decide.
I still haven't.
Oh, unless you decide to talk to the same people or sit in the back of the classroom all the time.
Yeah, as long as you find like decent friends and get good grades, you should.
Yeah, if you're like forced into a group with someone, try to like say some word to them. Then you eventually, you know, build up that friendship.
And make sure you stay on top of your workload because it does pile up without you noticing. What does Brandon have to say about the rest of the dirty school?
It's dirty. You know, there's a lot of fights, you know.
I think it's dirty.
Yeah, I would expect.
I don't know. I barely talk to anybody because, like, I barely know anybody there.
So we're going to be sophomores next year. I feel like now there's more pressure on, like, work and stuff because freshman is like, oh, here you go. This is, like, what high school is about. So now sophomore year is going to be actually, like, serious and, like, you know, what colleges are going to look at and stuff. I mean, I'm just going to look at freshman year, but...
I'm pretty set on my college, so...
I'm terrified about college, honestly. I feel like we're, like, you know, shining bad light on high school, but, like...
Because it is bad.
It is bad, but, like, there's also good things.
Like what?
Exactly.
Well, I'll get back to you on that one. I feel, okay, for, like, the grown-up people that are listening, high school has changed a lot since you were in high school, I think. Because there's, like, now that there's social media, like, going around, there's a lot more drama that can be caused.
We should talk about how when we take tests, we're not expected to get more than 50% right. We're expected to fail it.
Oh, yeah. There's this new system, and they literally tell you, oh, you're supposed to fail.
They say, oh, yeah, you get 20% right. Yeah, that's good. That's passing. Sorry, but make a test that's made for us to pass, not fail. What's the point of giving us questions we didn't learn? It's basically wasting the entire year of our life to get a test with, like, maybe 10 questions at the most of what we actually learn, and then letting us fail and then telling us that's good.
Making tests that are...
And one of our test results is coming... When is it coming? The AP Human results?
Oh, my birthday!
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So we're getting our results for that, so I'm nervous.
I don't expect much. Like,
going under... Oh my god, I should go get a cake made with our scores on it.
Oof.
I'm doing that.
Yeah.
I don't have my slip, I don't think. In conclusion, I feel like we're gonna go through a lot more in high school and we're gonna have a lot more stories to tell.
You're gonna fall into deep depression in high school.
Honestly, high school is a lot better than middle school. To conclude, high school isn't that bad. Don't get worried.
Don't get too worried. Our school is just really just a mess.
Just do your work. Don't cause drama. If you cause drama...
We hate you.
Be prepared to fight.
Yeah, to be honest. Because everyone in high school is just freaking angry and horny, and that's...
Honestly, yeah.
They're all just angry, so don't start causing drama because... It's going to get back to you, and it's not going to end up good or happy.
Mm-hmm.
If someone doesn't like you for who you are, you know, don't be their friend. Don't associate yourself
with them.
Because I'm sure you can find people out there that give you the attention and time you want, you know, have friends that you...
And there's so many people in our school, so.
Yeah.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. I don't know what our next episode is going to be about, but hopefully we release that soon. And Bye, everyone.
Bye.
I love you.
Bye.
Love you, Mom.
Love you, Dad.
Hey, thank you for listening to our podcast, Tangerine Teens. Subscribe to the podcast today to get new episodes every week. Thanks so much. Music by Snail's House.